This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Hello, good afternoon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
And welcome. Technology experts urge African central banks to prioritize the adoption of digital currency. We'll bring you details from the ongoing 3i Africa Summit at the Accra International Conference Center. Also in this bulletin, Finance Minister Mohamed Amin Adam stresses the need for African governments to collaborate and support financial institutions on the continent to provide affordable loans for infrastructural development. Plus, Atlantic Lithium lists over 6 million shares on Ghana Stock Exchange to open up the company for other investors. These and many more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is making a strong case for African leaders to boost support for the financial sector to play a crucial role in the financing of some developmental and infrastructural projects. This, he explains, is key in directing expenditure to focus on critical areas of the economy. He was speaking at the launch of the 2025 Africa Prosperity Dialogue.
I wish to emphasize the importance of supporting Africa's financial and development finance institutions in playing a more active role in financing development initiatives across our continent. Strengthening the capacity and resources of our DFIs will enable them to mobilize capital more effectively and to channel investment towards priority sectors, including energy sector, transportation, and telecommunications. A key feature of Africa's trade, which has had some adverse implications for its impact on economic growth.
Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is the finance minister. Now, the Atlantic Lithium Company has listed over 6 million of its shares onto the Ghana Stock Exchange to kickstart trading today. The move follows the quest by the company to have more local investors own part of the country's mineral resource. Now, this is the first lithium mining company to be listed on the country's bursa since its establishment. Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium, Neil Herbert, has been speaking to journalists after the first trading at the price of 4 cedis 40 pesos.
Important day for us. It was a commitment we made when we got the mining lease at the end of last year. A very important day for Ghanaians as well, so they can invest directly into the company. Obviously, we already have MIF as an investor in the company, and so actually to be able to have more shareholders in Ghana, from funds through to individuals, it's a great day for us. This is effectively now, we are represented on three exchanges. So we are represented on the London Exchange, we're represented on the Australian Exchange, and now we're represented on the Ghana Exchange as well. And the shares can trade freely across all the markets.
Neil Herbert is the executive chairman of Atlantic Lithium. To one of our headline stories, the chief commercial officer and vice president of e-currency Mint, Les Adverson, is urging African central banks to accelerate the adoption of the digital currency to facilitate trade and investments across the continent. He believes the move will be critical to advancing the continent's fintech ecosystem while driving growth and innovation. He spoke in an interview with my colleague Winston Taki on the sidelines of the ongoing 3i Africa Summit here in Accra.
Ensure that the digital form of currency is accessible. Then you talk about network connectivity, for example, from a telecommunication perspective, right? Because you need to reach out to the mass people, and in many cases to live on the countryside, right? So it's the technology aspects of it, of course, it's change behavior. It's a cost factor as well, right? Because to have the intermediaries or the actors in the ecosystems, they need also to buy into the business rationale and business model to do this.
Chief Commercial Officer and Vice President of eCurrency Mint, Lars Adverson. Meanwhile, the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, UFI Grant, has reiterated the urgency to review the characterization of Ghana's foreign direct investment policy. He also spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the ongoing 3i Africa Summit here in Accra. Moving on to some other stories, the president of the Ghana Association of Banks, Kofi Adomako, has underscored the need to protect businesses to prevent a further damage to the economy should businesses begin to exit. Speaking to Joy Business at an industry forum, Mr. Adomako said the current business environment is pushing many micro and medium enterprises to look for alternatives that could be detrimental to the economy in the long run.
The whole idea is to improve the environment so that trade can be facilitated in a seamless manner. Remember that these small, medium enterprises constitute a very large sector of our economy. They contribute in many ways to our GDP significantly. So it's important that we fuel the trade machinery in such a manner that they remain efficient and they can continue to carry out their business. Otherwise, they will find alternatives. And we know some of them are already finding alternatives. The alternatives will put pressure on the banks, will put pressure on the CEO, will put pressure on everybody. And in the long run, it's not in the interest of the economy.
More within the financial space, a senior finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amwa, has stated that the latest decision by Societe Generale Group to do a strategic operation for its subsidiary in Ghana would not affect customer deposits or the advancement of loans. He argues the move will only affect the ownership structure of the bank and not a closure of the entity. Speaking to Joy Business, Dr. Amwa urged customers of the bank not to panic, but should rather continue transacting business with the bank.
As we speak now, nothing happens to the bank. The bank is still SG. It is business as usual. Customers can still go in, deposit, take loans if they want. You don't need to panic, because if you even look at the SG brand across Africa, anytime they are exiting, or it's any form of business reorganization, when they sell to another shareholder who has what it takes to run the business. Run the business maybe not in the name of SG, but then under another brand. So
senior finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amwa, speaking to Joy Business there. Insurance practitioners have been charged to invest in education and research to develop innovative insurance solutions. Technological advancement as well as climate change poses a challenge to the industry, as existing products will have to be modified or new ones created to cater for such unforeseen circumstances. Speaking at the 17th graduation ceremony of the National Insurance College, Director of the College, Michael Richard Otrey, noted that building the capacity of practitioners will improve customer service delivery.
Today, in this 21st century, and in the midst of artificial intelligence era, it is paramount and of national and industry interest to research extensively, to add and to contribute to knowledge and to optimize the way of doing things. This will lead to the improvement of operational efficiencies, customer service satisfaction, and innovation to product and product distribution systems. Be humble and be willing to learn from experience.
Michael Richard Otrey is the director of the Ghana Insurance College. More from the insurance sector, the chairman of the Council or Bureau of the ECOWAS Brown Card Insurance Scheme and managing director of Phoenix Insurance Company, Henry Bukari, has admonished practitioners and handlers of motor insurance claims in the ECOWAS subregion to show empathy and do all they can to speedily pay claims. The ECOWAS Brown Card Insurance Scheme is an extension of the motor insurance cover to promote the free movement of people and their goods in the sub-region. Speaking at the first zonal meeting of the ECOWAS Brown Card Insurance Scheme, which is being held in Conakry, Guinea, he admonished insurers to treat such situations with urgency.
I find myself in a scheme that serves humanity. And as Mr. Dickel said yesterday, anytime there's a claim in front of you, think about yourself. Just think that it could be you and deal with it with that compassion. It is true we want to save money sometimes, but we always have to give a human face to the claim that we deal with. Because we are dealing with human beings, we are dealing with lives, we are dealing with children who have lost breadwinners, we are dealing with widows. And so when we are confronted with these facts, let's treat it with that human feeling.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Ghana's favorite antiseptic liquid brand, Camel, has rewarded the winner of the Camel Hand promotion with 100,000 cedis. The promotion, which lasted for 13 weeks, witnessed many loyal customers of the Camel antiseptic brand winning various prizes worth over 300,000 cedis at various stages of the competition. Speaking to Joy Business, Dorothy Opari, category brand manager for personal care at PZ's Cousins, explained that the brand will continue to ensure customer satisfaction.
But we realize that our consumers are going through a hard time. The country in itself was going through a hard time, even us as a business. And so we wanted to reward our consumers for sticking with us, for staying with us. Consumers should expect more from Camel. As they know, we are the number one leading brand in skincare and germ protection for the whole family. Our brand says say yes to life, and that is exactly what we're doing with our upcoming products relaunches, and also to look forward to a promo like this in a few months to come as well. And so we continue to churn out quality hygiene products, and we hope that they stay with us and stick with us along the journey.
Now, Ibrahim Kobnasam emerged the overall winner and took home a check of 100,000 Ghana cedis. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we spoke about how to take advantage of the three-tier pension structure in order to save well for retirement. Today, we will be talking about the employee benefit under the three-tier pension scheme. As an employee, the three-tier pension scheme gives you better control over the size of your retirement benefit, as you can monitor your retirement pot and make some adjustment by contributing more to this via the personal pension space. Tier 3 and personal pension funds may be used as collateral to secure mortgages and loans. Again, since funds under the three-tier pension scheme are managed by the NPRA licensed corporate trustees, fund managers and custodians who adhere to strict guidelines from the regulator, accrued benefits of members are protected and cannot be seized in the event of a corporate trustee or any other service provider going bankrupt. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Money Lab. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
Gone by was Ransford Matekole, the head of new business advisory at Enterprise Trustees Limited, with Pension Tip on Money Lab. Ending the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Some message from EcoBank. Well, before we go, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojubaka, always a delight serving you. Do enjoy the rest of our programs.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.